Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I am always happy to welcome the former First Lady of Virginia, probably one of the most popular First Ladies in modern history, Susan Allen, who is still involved in politics these days. She is a new board member of this group called Mothers for Safe Neighborhoods, MOMS. And you have got to be on cloud nine. I feel like you all are really moving women to at least re-examine their support of candidates like Donald Trump. And, you know, for the last 3 years, all I've heard is suburban women hate Donald Trump, and there's nothing you can do to get them to re-examine this. And it sounds to me like you're having great success at that.
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
It's always so fun to talk to you. And thank you so much for your kind words and your story, your lead-in story to our time here together is all about public safety. Women are watching what's going on in Philadelphia as they did see what was going on in Portland, Seattle, Richmond, Virginia Beach, and nobody seems to be calling out the criminal behavior.
Right.
And that's where we see women using fear, frankly, as a motivator and getting them to the polls. And it's moms talking to other moms, women talking to women saying, you know, there's only one side that is speaking out against the criminal behavior and one side that's standing with law and order and public safety. And that's Donald Trump and the conservative ticket. And so I really think this issue is driving women to the polls. Your earlier commentator on polling was probably pretty accurate. I think there are a lot of silent voters out there and women afraid to say when a pollster talks to them or even tell people that they're voting for Trump. And then when they go in that voting booth, they remember what they've seen on TV. They remember what it's like each and every morning as they've sent children out the door to school or to play or to do whatever, called on their parents to see if they're able to get out to get to their groceries or driven to their own businesses to see the windows smashed or gone to volunteer. Women understand what's going on in their neighborhoods and communities, and they are fearful if we don't get things under control, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. You've got that whole story, which is real and is live. And earlier in the show, I don't know if you were with us at 7 o'clock, we had the Assistant Secretary of Public Safety talking about how they're trying to mobilize everyone in case the riots return after the election, which just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other story out here. And this is a great and positive story. I looked at Amy Coney Barrett being sworn in at the White House, on the south front of the White House, and thought, that's a role model for young girls all around America, young girls and young boys, but especially young girls who may have been told that they wouldn't be able to both have a family and have a career and reach the pinnacle of their success. And she has done that, and Donald Trump is the guy who said, yeah, let me give this woman this great opportunity. He should get credit for that, I think.
Exactly. I love the fact that she has made it to the top. And, in fact, she's been on the top for a long time.
Right, yeah.
As head of her class, professor at Notre Dame for 18 years, working for Antonin Scalia, clerking for him. But also on the home front, raising seven children, two of whom were adopted, one with Down syndrome, obviously with a willing and helpful partner and her spouse. And on top of all that, she's so dang pleasant. It's wonderful to see a woman who carry herself with such grace, who's obviously brilliant. When John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn, asked her to show her notes and she held up that blank pad of paper, it just showed that she had an inner compass, an extremely high amount of knowledge about the Constitution and what she believed the role of any Supreme Court justice should have. And so I think absolutely she is a new great role model for all young people, that they can strive to be their best and to have it all and to achieve great things. So I look forward to seeing her really make wonderful decisions and do so much for our country in that role. And just so proud of Donald Trump for standing with her and for him making sure that he was able to get her sworn in before his term ends. You know, if any of us were hired for a job and it ran January to January, 4 years, we would finish our job. And the Democrats accusing him of pushing this through, I thought was so insane and obviously a bad excuse for their disdain of a woman like ACB. And I thought Trump was great on getting this done quickly. Lindsey Graham did a great job with the hearings. And I'm just so proud of this team for making sure that we have an outstanding person on the Supreme Court to fill that ninth seat. And let's hope and pray that the Dems don't get in there and think they can start adding seats to the Supreme Court just because they don't like how things turned out.
What reaction do you think people have to that? It's got to be negative that, you know, okay, we don't get our way. Now we're going to tear up the rule book and change it. They've talked about that on several occasions with the Electoral College. Now they're talking about it with the Supreme Court. I would think that fair-minded people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, would go, no, wait a minute, that's not how it's done in America.
The majority of people who hear that there's any sort of plan being pushed forward to add members to the Supreme Court, first of all, question why, and secondly, question any side, whether it would be Republican or Democrat, changing the rules midstream. We have a country that has done fabulous things for many, many years now. Why are we changing the rules? And Biden, I think, has been very wishy-washy on this, not really wanting to answer, but Kamala Harris certainly has been in favor of it. So I think if you look at their side and what they've proposed, they are all in. Schumer, of course, touting this as a great remedy to what they see as somebody, you know, taking over Donald Trump's picks because they weren't pleased with the picks that he made. Right. And it's just changing the rules midstream, and it's not right.
Yeah, I got to think fair-minded Americans are going to reject that, especially women who I am told, the polling tells me, are very focused on being fair and being honest up front.
Absolutely.
This is a glaring example. Susan Allen is the former First Lady of Virginia. Of course, you know her husband, George Allen, the former governor and former senator, my former boss. I'm always happy to talk to you, and I really admire the fact that you're doing so much work this election season. I follow you on Facebook, and it's like every day you're doing a different event. So thank you
We're trying to do our part for the team. We hope that Daniel Gade gets into the U.S. Senate as well. What a fine gentleman, and we would be proud as Virginians to have him represent us.
Very good. Susan Allen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.